Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on.
Welcome to another evening of L&B, Passage to Empowerment. Topic today is habit or no habit. What do you all think of that? Are you going to develop a new habit or maybe try and get rid of a bad one? It's all up to you. I am Nina, the L, and in L&B, and we have Brenda with us.
And also Lydia.
And while she was here, she's gone now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And she's having connection problems.
Oh, that could be
so
it.
So hopefully Lydia will join us soon. But anyways, we are going to talk about habits tonight. Any habits you're trying to change or maybe add? I know I changed a couple today. Not really feeling them so far. They're going to be part of my challenge. Anyways, I've given up sugar totally, which means, no chai tea latte in the morning, and that's just about breaking my heart. Guess I'll have to get my fix another way.
Well, there's other teas, like a billion of them.
Well, I know, and I have other teas, but yeah, I just really enjoyed my chai tea latte in the morning. But I guess, found out there was sugar added in both the Tassimo and the Craig. So I am going chai tea, just chai tea, and I will make it latte on my own with no sugar.
Okay. Now, it's good what Nina said, because I have this one book, and it's called 21 Days to Master Success and Inner Peace. Now, on day, it's got all 21 days on here, and day one, what it says is be open to everything. So one of the fundamental keys to success and inner peace is allowing yourself to be open to the infinite array of possibilities in your life. And so, to me, I think that totally in keeping with the tea thing, because there are so many other possibilities. And when we get sort of where we're constantly doing the same thing all the time, we almost get into a rut. Just imagine all the wonderful tea flavors that you have shut out of your morning routine because you've created this sort of routine.
Yeah, that's
and
true. And
it
yeah,
may
good
actually
idea.
Infuse part of your life each daily. You try a different tea, and one might just make you feel totally effervescent. One might lead you to calm, serenity. Who knows?
That
You're on
sounds
a great,
like a great
journey
book.
There. Just the tea.
Yeah, it sounds like a great book, too. Who's it by?
I believe.
Who wrote it?
Dr. Dyer, I believe. I know I read a lot of Dr. Dyer. I didn't realize that this is actually Dr. Yeah, it is Dr. Dyer.
Really?
And it's
awesome.
21 Days to Master Success and Inner Peace. There's a lot of 21-day books out there, folks. So if you're trying to change a specific habit, you might want to just type in to a book thing or maybe even just online, a search engine, 21 days to blank, whatever it is, the challenge that you're looking for or looking to do, whether it's weight-related, whether it's creating a project or writing a book, learning the guitar, whatever it is.
Fun? Yeah,
actually,
that, and
learning
also,
the guitar is fun and,
yeah,
and a little bit painful on the fingers tips. So.
Yeah, I did try it at one point way back when I think I was in my maybe 20, I think. And I did not too bad, but boy, it was really hard on my fingers. They were kind of ouchy for a while.
Yeah, you build up the calluses, and then basically you can, usually they start to peel off, and then you can play much easier. Basically, the ones that are clamping down on the fret and the strings.
That's what I found. I also, believe it or not, this is a really tough one, decided to give up Diet Pepsi. Anybody that knows me knows I've been drinking that for many, many, many years, like over 20. And that I only had one a day, but that was my treat to myself. Yeah, and I didn't have a Diet Pepsi today. So, yeah, no chai tea latte this morning and no Pepsi with my supper tonight, Diet Pepsi. So I've made some pretty big changes today. I'm doing all right, but all I can say is thank goodness for grapes because they've gotten me through the day.
Well, the challenge, folks, actually starts tomorrow. Tomorrow is the first day, so if you thought you're still on board because we it's 7 days. You start tomorrow. Next Monday is going to be our first check-in for 7 days, okay? Although Nina decided to get a jump on things because she's the little goody two-shoes of the group. But
No. It's because Mondays are always my day to start things.
Oh.
So that's why
you really
I
have
today.
A thing about routine, don't you?
Well, no, it's just the beginning of the week, and I might as well start at the beginning of the week, right? So, yeah.
Okay, here's a psychologist-type person saying, you've already presented to us several scenarios where you always do something.
No, I know. Isn't that wonderful? I'm breaking habits.
It's sort of like your little voodoo doll to keep, you know, trouble away.
No, I'm breaking habits there, girlfriend.
Okay, well, see, Nina, it's just always just the perfect example of whatever it is we need to talk about, which is awesome. So, and routine is not necessarily a good or bad thing. It's just what it is. And we have to figure out where we want to place it in our lives. And there are people like myself who don't engage in a whole lot of routines except the routine of not being routine. And, I think, you know, whoever you are is whoever you are.
That's right.
So if you can try, just try not to allow something like that to control who you are. Let you be in control, not your processes or the things that seem to set up structure in our lives, because structure is good, but it also isn't really who we are. We're not the structure. We're the spirit in the structures, right?
Trying to break free.
I'm not putting you down, Nina. Quit trying to, you know, you're fine.
No, I said we're in the structure and all of us trying to break free.
Oh, we're all trying to break free of the structure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
You know, wouldn't that be lovely?
Everyone walking around naked without their meat suits. It certainly would be easier, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
First of all, it would be a heck of a lot lighter.
Yeah. And not have to worry about what clothes we're going to put on today. Or
no judgment.
Should I do my hair? Should I do my hair or not do my hair? Like, yeah, who cares?
Imagine that beauty that you would exude would be your essence. So, yeah. Imagine
I like that idea.
Yeah, looking at your beauty without all this filtering process in the middle of it. So,
yeah,
yes.
What you should be and what society's image of what you should be and what you shouldn't be. Oh, man, no, that's just nasty. I think we just should and shouldn't be whatever we want to be, not what somebody else tells us to be. That's a really good habit to break, being ourselves and not what others perceive us to be.
Yeah, those are trappings that are sort of cemented to the meat suit when you're just moving around in your spirit. There wouldn't really be a concept of, you know, what the meat suit is doing, I think. I mean, it would only make logical sense if we were all running around just as our spiritual beings. We wouldn't think about any of that stuff, I would imagine. I don't know. There's an ethical, philosophical question. Would you worry about what you would look like if all you knew was your spiritual essence. But it would be something in a world where everybody was, you know, treated according to how they are in their essence.
Yeah.
You have to clean up a whole lot of inside stuff. Maybe that is harder than walking around in a meat suit. I wonder.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
Brenda, what habit are you going to break or not?
What habit am I going to break or not break?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's habit or no habit, so what habit are you going to?
Yeah, to habit or no habit is, are you going to instill a habit or are you going to release a habit? So that's... And there's no good or bad about it. There's no should associated with this. This is really just, listen, somebody is giving you the opportunity to just make a choice regardless of what your religion says, whatever your parents say, your teacher, your landlord. Now, some of the choices you make may have something to do with them, but still. You are given this golden ticket to make your own choice. We have those every day, folks, although a lot of times we don't realize it or we don't pay attention to that. But we're giving you permission to institute any habit in the world you want to institute. And we're also telling you that you can release any habit you choose to release. Anything. I mean, can you imagine that? This is like the original Willy Wonka and getting that golden ticket. Yeah.
Ooh,
so what are you going to do with your golden ticket, everybody? Let's hear from you about the golden ticket. You can call in at 646-727-2914 and tell us what you're going to do with your golden ticket. Any ideas?
Yeah.
What's going on in the chat room?
I haven't got any ideas out of there right now, other than Mel says she loves cheese.
Okay. So maybe Mel's going to love cheese for 21 days. And you know you can love cheese without eating it. There's all kinds of ways to show your love, folks. I'm not going to get into all of them because I get in enough trouble around here. But So all I'm saying is the sky's the limit, what you'd like to do. You're not relegated to only one challenge, but let's just start with baby steps.
Mel says she's thinking about giving up dairy for the challenge.
Oh, my gosh. Mel, seriously? Do you know
that could be
huge for your body. There's a lot of complications that come with dairy. Although I do have it in the house and I do utilize it, it's not an everyday thing for me, but a lot of people who give up dairy find that they have less phlegm, coating of their systems, a lot less, inflammation response in their cells.
Mm-hmm.
So you may find that your sinuses clear up. You may find that your hearing is better. You may find that you have less eruptions on your skin. There's a lot of things. It's a good one to see, just to see what will happen. If nothing else, at the end of 21 days, if you stick to it as best as you can, and nobody's going to come over with the whip and chains and, you know, force you into staying on your challenge, it's an honor system, which means we're honoring you. And so the thing is, imagine what kind of outcome you're going to get to monitor or see at the end of those 21 days.
AJ said something that kind of makes sense. We're the only species that drinks another species' milk.
That's right.
Makes kind of big sense here. And AJ's thinking about running, but said it's kind of difficult to run where she is, so she's going to settle for her walks, and she's going to continue to walk. So that's awesome. She's going to get outside and start walking a little bit more. Good idea, good habit to start.
I love that thing about the milk, AJ. Thanks. I heard that many years ago, and someone said, gee, it's not like we go and try to milk on cows or kangaroos. And it's like, I mean, not cows, but on ducks and kangaroos. Like, you just imagine trying to milk off of a lioness or something, or a dog.
Yeah.
Seems kind of creepy. But then, and somebody told me years ago, she said, basically, you're suckling at the teat of a cow. You're down there hanging off of them. And I said, okay, that's enough. Yeah, we could sort of, yeah. But anyway, AJ, excellent. More walking. Walking is a great all-body engagement of the muscles.
Yeah, muscles and your mind, because while you're out walking, you can see people and talk to them or see nature and just get in touch with your feelings while you're out there walking. Wonderful idea.
I love it. Connecting to your stillness, to your nature, or your favorite song, or some excellent, subliminal tapes. For 21 days, imagine what will happen if you start walking and you listen to a subliminal tape about improving your performance in a sport or possibly learning a language. All kinds of wonderful things. Great, great idea, AJ. Thank you.
And, you know, we want to hear what you're going to do for your challenge. So you can contact us either on our website or through email. The website is lnbp2e.com. And the email address is lnbp2e@gmail.com. So, you know, let us know what you're planning on doing for your challenge, and we're going to, in the next 3 weeks, we will be bringing it up at either the beginning or the ending of the show, whatever we decide, and we'll be telling everybody what you are doing for your challenge. So keep us up to date Let us know what you're going to do. And let us know what habit you are going to either stop or a new habit you're going to build on. We want to hear that too.
Yeah, and we won't be keeping track of your Social Security numbers and your physical addresses, so don't worry, we won't be sharing that with the rest of the world so that they can come police you as well. We're not going to be doing that. But
well, we're not
going to
be policing
give your initial
you
or your first name or a code name and your, or maybe your challenge name. Your challenge name, if it's to do 20 sit-ups a day, then you could call in and say 20 sit-ups a day is doing a challenge of whatever. So pretty easy, folks. But I hope that you do call in or just send us a note on the website because we're going to try, we are, Nina, we were talking about this, we're going to try to get up a form. I had it sort of started, but dissertation, the big D was calling my attention. So that it's just a simple form that you can sort of check off daily, that you've made it through whatever your challenge is. I started it. It's got tomorrow's date through June 2nd, the final date. And there's spaces for you to list more than one challenge, just a little scripted in there. And it's a basic Excel document, but I'm going to try to get it shifted to a PDF so anyone should be able to go online and either download it or copy it or something. Hopefully, I'm not sure how that does it on that website.
And I will try and get my head together and help you out with that, Brenda. I'm sorry I was kind of lax today, but...
Sorry, no sorries allowed, no sorries.
All right. But anyways, I kind of had some bad news on Saturday. For those of you that know me and know my family, my son and his family had a little dog named Sammy. Well, Sammy, when she first came to live with Sean was still living here at home, and he brought her home to help me get over the loss of my two Cocker Spaniels. So Sammy was here living with me for quite a long time. Well, they had to put Sammy down on Saturday, which was very sad for everyone. My two youngest grandkids, that was their dog, and they were very, very sad about it, obviously, and so is the rest of the family. We're going to really miss her. And then today I got a text from my other grandson, Malcolm, and his dog, Daisy, had to be put down today. So I've had two of my fur grandbabies have left this world to be without pain for now, and hopefully we will all see them again. And I know my family is very, very sad right now, and we're trying to get over this loss, but you all know how much our fur babies mean to us. So needless to say, my mind just isn't working the way it should today.
Okay, so big, big, big group hug, everyone, for the families that lost their doggy family members. That's a real loss. There's just nobody like them. There's nobody like any member of the family. So we're all one of a kind, even our little fur pets.
Yep, they sure are.
Fur family members.
Yeah, my little Sammy would, every time the kids and Charlene would come over here, she'd say to Sam, you want to go to Grandma's house? And she would be right at the door just waiting to go. And I'm going to miss her. She was a great little one.
Yeah.
But now, on to the show, and I will hopefully stay on track now.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try anyways. Now, another habit I want to break. Not sure. Maybe
okay.
I have to, I know what I have to do. I have to check to make sure when I'm logging the shows in that I put the right time. because I did it wrong. And we just about didn't have a show tonight if it wasn't for Brenda. So thank you very much.
Oh, it would have happened. It just would have been at 9 o'clock.
I know, and that would have been 10 o'clock my time, and I would be sleepy.
Yeah, I guess I'd be here twiddling my thumbs, like Twiddledee and Tweedledum. But that's okay. You know, one way or another, it's all good, because everything is as it, you know, is. That's basically it. It's everything is as it is. I wouldn't say
mm-hmm.
should, but it's as it is. So anyway, we're on day one, folks, and I got this little book because I wanted to help myself along the way, and I'll tell you what my challenges are. I know that moving more is one of those things that is really important to me. So I was going to get into this. Oh, I was trying to develop a exercise routine that was just really inherent to me, so it was my own, and I felt like I wouldn't feel like somebody else is telling me what to do. So I was thinking about that, and then I was thinking about, yeah, you know, we could take a walk morning and night, which you could take anyway, outside. And then just silly little things, like doing shin splints or whatever, just sort of running back and forth up and down the driveway. I thought about that. But the thing that has been plaguing me a lot lately has been this bucket load of things that are all swirling through my mind at the same time and seemingly of the same importance. And so I spoke to a couple friends about it because it's been weighing me down. And I don't tend to think of myself as a worrier because things are just going to turn out the way they're going to turn. I'm generally more at peace with things like that, but I don't know if it's just, I couldn't really tell you what's got me into this big worried frenzy, but I have to let it go. So I decided that my challenge, the main challenge for me, is to not worry. And with that, I figured I needed something to help stop me. Like, and you might want to think about that too in your challenge. What kind of buzzword can you come up with, or what kind of thing can you use to remind you to stay on point? So my sweetie said to me, he said, you just need to let it go. And, you know, you worrying about it and you're going to change anything, you know, just make one little step towards it and then get back to your routine. You know, maybe you find you do more than one step. Maybe, you know, it's just enough to just say, I'll deal with that tomorrow. But he said, the worrying isn't helping you, and which he's totally right. But I love the whole thing about one step, which is sort of like when Lydia did on her Time to Love show, baby steps. So that's my big mm-hmm. challenge, even though I thought, oh, I could change just my eating, but my, you know, this and that. Yeah, those things are coming along in my mind. And so,
how are you going to do that?
What?
How are you going to turn the worry off?
Well, I'm just going to take one step. I mean, basically one step is in my head. It's all
okay.
A one-step type process. So when I look at my dog and she seems to have some, you know, problems with her hips, I'm just
mm-hmm.
going to think of one step that I can address at the moment. And if I can do something, then I'll do it. And if I can't, then it's like, okay, that's yours. I'll leave that one to you, God. So God might have a whole lot of things on.
Thank you. That's what I was waiting. That's what I was waiting for you to say, because I've been doing that a lot lately with my worry and my troubles. If I can't do anything about it, what I'm trying to do. And it does take a lot of trying, and it takes a lot of effort not to worry. It's a habit I think all of us are into. It's human nature, I think. I have been just taking a step and saying, God, you need to take this. You and the universe need to handle this. I can't handle it anymore. There's nothing I can do with it anyways. And I have been doing that a lot. Sometimes it takes a few days of me telling myself and God this. Sometimes it happens right away, but I do eventually do release the worry. And I think you can do that too. In fact, I know you can. Because you're a strong person. You are.
What does strength have to do with it?
It helps to be a strong person when you're dealing with worry.
I believe that it's that constant belief that you're quote unquote strong that leads you into that belief that worrying about something can somehow make it happen because you're strong enough to come up with all the answers. I quite honestly am not be strong and just let it go because sun's going to shine tomorrow whether I worry about something, solve it or not. And that's where my head's at right now. And being strong, well, I know we say it, it's one of those buzz things, and I know that you mean it, Nina, and I'm sure that most of us mean it when we're trying to be strong, but I think that that's part of the problem, especially for people who tend to be independent. It just, I'm independent, but I can't handle everything. And it's not really for me to handle everything. So I'm just saying one step, even if it's just one little thought, okay, I have some medicine for Pepper, then, you know, take the medicine and I just have to let it work and let God work. If it's about my dissertation, hey, I can't get something done any faster than I can get it done. I just have to let it go.
Let it go.
I just choose to let it go.
Yeah, and take your one step.
That's my challenge for the next 21 days. And so one of the things in science, when you're trying to do sort of like a longitude or a short-term type study or experiment, because you can make this an experiment and then maybe you won't feel so let down if you make your challenges the way you want to or not, but whatever, it's an experiment in change. However you want to look at it, that's a positive. You might want to figure out a way to measure what you're doing. If you're choosing for 21 days to create peace in the world, how would you measure that in your life? And that would be a good way for you to see that you're staying on point. Maybe you're choosing to create peace in the world by speaking to everyone that you encounter with love in your heart. Not necessarily that you say, I love you, but maybe you just say, hello, and I hope you have a good day. Who knows? Whatever you're choosing to do, try to think of a way to measure it. That's basically, I believe, what Nina's sort of alluding to. And hold on a second. We'll bring in our third party here, Lydia, because I'm sure she has a lot to offer.
And hey, Lydia. Hey. Hi, lady. Hey. Sorry I'm late. I tried to get on before, but it kicked me off.
Yes, we
saw. Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah, okay. We let everyone know.
Good.
So anyway, just try. I was just telling everyone to try to make your steps towards your challenge. Figure out some way to measure it. And if it's eating, then maybe you say that if I'm eating – best at least 50% of the day. And if you've done at least 50% of the day, then you check it off in the little box on the form that we'll leave on the, should have the form up by tomorrow night. Okay, folks? So definitely no later than Wednesday. And you can go back and retro put your little check in there. But try to make something measurable, no matter what it is. Your walk, AJ, you can do your walk, and maybe you can put it into 5-minute intervals or 10 or 15-minute intervals so that, you know, maybe you don't walk exactly the same path. Maybe you did extra walking while you were at school. And if it totals up to that amount, then check it off. So that's my idea.
Mel and Lydia are saying hello to you. Lydia, Mel and AJ are saying hello to you.
Hi. Hi, AJ and Mel. How are you?
Hopefully they're well.
They are. They are both well.
Good. 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 No, well, you know, one of my thoughts was to get a pedometer and shoot for the 10,000 steps again, which I've done before, and I love that. It's amazing how well you feel when you've done 10,000 steps. I think I've done 20,000 in the last day and a half here in San Francisco, I think that it's a really, really good idea to have something measurable.
For sure.
So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start with exercise, and I want to do 10,000 steps a day.
Sounds AJ excellent. Said she was up to 17,000. Can you imagine 17,000?
I can't imagine in her part of the world 17,000, but that's a lot of walking. It's a whole lot of walking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that's her average. That's her average of late is 17,000. So, AJ, you have got to be getting fit. That's all I got to say. That's a lot of steps.
Yeah, definitely.
If she's doing that. That shows a pretty strong core fitness.
And she says she's lost 5 pounds since last week.
Wow. Very good. Awesome. Excellent.
She said, now, AJ, no, none of that. That's negative talk. She says she's fit but fat. No.
You know
no
what?
Negative talk.
That's negative. It's negative. You know, fluffy. Tell her she's fluffy. You know, maybe she's fluffy. I'm fluffy, but it's like, but if you're fit, it doesn't matter because, you know, I know people that are skinny and not fit.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're weak
your shape
and they're not able to walk.
Yeah, your shape is just your shape. It's not, it's not your core health. Your constitution is what I'm talking about. If you're making 17,000 steps on an average basis, then you basically you're able to endure more, which means that you do have a stronger heart constitution going on there usually.
Yeah, she says she's also doing Zumba and the Insanity workout. So, holy cow, you are one fit young lady.
Yes, now I haven't done Insanity, but I've done Zumba and I love it. I love it. And once I get back home, I am going to invest, besides in the pedometer, I do belong to a gym. And guess what? What I've learned is just joining a gym does not make you fit. You've actually got to go. They didn't tell me that when I signed up. I'm teasing.
I'm going to read something for you, folks. It's called, Dr. Dart, this is still on day one, said, there's a miracle mindset. Refuse to allow yourself to have low expectations about what you're capable of creating. As Michelangelo suggested, the greater danger is not that your hopes are too high and you fail to reach them. It is that they're too low and you do.
And you do. Yeah.
Have within you an imaginary candle flame that burns brightly regardless of what goes before you. Let this inner flame represent for you the idea that you're capable of manifesting miracles in your life. This totally pertains to this challenge. It's what you've got, that golden ticket I was talking about. Now, what are you going to do with it? You know, are you going to just think, oh, I think I'll just buy a package of gum? Or are you going to take that golden ticket and to design an incredible lifetime? In 21 days, whatever you're choosing to do is contributing to that incredible lifetime. That's why we're doing this stuff, folks.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm doing it. I got to walk the walk. I got to walk the walk.
Yeah,
10,000 steps.
I'm going to try, too.
Mm-hmm.
I already do a fair amount of exercise, and the kids keep me hopping. And now that it's nice up here, I'm telling you, it's nice up here, we're going to be getting outside more. So that means I'll be moving even more, because the kids and I will be kicking around balls and running around in the yard. So that's going to really improve my fitness, but more my mindset than anything else, just getting outside and enjoying the beauty that's outside.
Yeah.
Next is nature.
Yep.
Yes. Man, it has been amazing. Today was actually hot today. There was a breeze when we went out on a ferry, but it was warm today. Not too much of a breeze. So it was, and it's supposed to get pretty hot here. Tomorrow we'll be wrapping up San Francisco and I'm sure we'll be doing our walking. If I could find a pedometer here, I'd buy one. But, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a pedometer and do 10,000 steps. That's what I'm committed to.
Okay.
Sounds like a good commitment.
Yeah. You know, tomorrow starts the whole challenge, everybody. So that means you have 7 days to deal with these choices, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys got an idea what takes place for 7 days? Today we're talking about challenges. Tomorrow you're going to start them, maybe start keeping track of them. What are you going to do the next day?
Mm-hmm.
Think about your challenge every day if you can for the next 7 days. Hey, not for nothing that I'm a writer or anything, but if you keep a little journal of what you're doing for these 21 days, you'll be able to look back and see the process that you used on instituting change in your life. And if it's really good for you, you could take that and use it for the next changes in your life. And when you feel weak or you feel you can't go on, look back and see that you have that strength, as Nina calls it, within you. So try to look at each day as a new challenge, a new day. And at the end of the day, if you get a chance, what happened? What did it mean to you while you were doing your challenge? Because if we just let this go, like, okay, we're on a challenge, be in 21 days, then most likely, or statistically speaking, most of us will have forgotten what the heck we were doing. Or we'll remember on the last day and feel a little chagrin or guilty or whatever. So each day, look at it as a new adventure into this challenge, if you can. And, yeah, you know, you could call in, read your response, type it on the chat. You could check in every day on our website.
Right.
And if you don't know the number, it's 646-727-2914. Call in.
Call in. Tell us what you're going to do. You know,
yeah.
Have we challenged you? You know, maybe we should get, you know, the electric shock therapy out and challenge you all that way. But I would appreciate that you would just decide to try something. You know, just switching your mindset, just one little iota, and saying, okay, you know, I'm going to do this. Maybe you've tried other things before, and maybe, you know, they've lasted for a while, and then they didn't last, and it made you feel bad. However, you know, tomorrow's a new day, and you can try again. But maybe, you know, a lot of us, we put down, you know, I've got to lose 30 pounds in 2 minutes, and I'm going to feel great, and I'm going to, you know, hike Kilimanjaro, and, you know, and it's unrealistic. So maybe start out with baby steps, folks, baby steps. One thing, you know, I am going to eat a salad every day. That could be an amazing improvement in your life. Or maybe, as other people have said, I think Mel said this, I'm going to drink 8 glasses of water a day or more. You know, it doesn't have to be Kilimanjaro. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. It doesn't have to be 30 pounds in 2 minutes. It can be just about feeling better and about doing one step at a time, changing a habit. Maybe you're not drinking enough water. Something I realized in the last couple of days, I haven't been drinking the water I normally drink. Now, there could be reasons for it. This is a more humid climate, so maybe that's part of it. But whatever it is, I realized it, and I decided that I did need to drink more water. So today I've been drinking more water. And, you know, maybe that can be for you. Maybe you don't drink water at all. I've heard people say they don't like water. And, you know, I can't judge that. I've always loved water, so it's very hard for me to figure that one out. But if you add some lemon to your water or lime to your water or even oranges, and you don't have to have a juicer. You can just squeeze the orange into your water, and that might be what it would take for you to drink it. So I'd say do anything you can to drink it. I am against things that have artificial sweeteners in it. However, stevia, I don't know if there's anything that's made with stevia, but stevia is a natural sweetener, and if that will help you drink your water, do it. Mint leaves. If you crush up some mint leaves into your water, that may be just what you need to drink more water. And
there is
I'm
water out there that.
That
is there is water out there that is has no sugar in it and is just flavored with natural fruit juices. So there is some stuff out there, at least there was on the shelves when I looked yesterday, because I was looking for alternatives to see if there was alternatives to no sugars, no artificial flavors and that kind of stuff, because I'm kind of a stickler on the artificial flavors and colors, because it does affect young children a lot. And older people too. So I did look, and there is water out there if you don't like plain water. Like Lydia, I do like plain water, but I also like it with a little bit of lime or lemon in it every once in a while too, just to change things up. But there is stuff out there that you can have it flavored, so there's no excuse. Drink more water. It's good for you.
Right, and it is good for you, but whatever you choose, make sure that it is something that you feel you can do. You know, like I said, if you feel like you have to lose 30 pounds in 2 minutes, it's not going to happen, folks. It's just not going to happen. The average amount of weight lost in the very beginning of a specialized diet might be 3 pounds, but then it slows down to about a pound and a half. But that is very low caloric intake, and we're not talking about calories and all that stuff. We're talking about health and how do we improve how we feel. And so water definitely helps. And maybe it might be your sleeping patterns. Maybe your sleeping patterns are really bad. So how could you get better sleep? Well, exercise helps you sleep better. Meditation helps you sleep better. Forgiveness helps you sleep better. There's many things, and, you know, if you have a question about that, if you go to our website and you pose the question, I'm sure one or all of us will answer it, you know, in what we think. We're not doctors or anything, but, you know, we've been around the block at least once, and, you know, we've all had our challenges.
Yeah, and yeah, all three of us will probably come up with a different answer, but that's good too, because then you have three different perspectives.
Right, and three choices, because what works for me may not work for you. What works for Nina may not work for me. You know, so we try different things and keep an open mind. Open minds are, it's going to help you because, you know, while I might say meditation is really good before you go to sleep, if you, you know, and you might say right away, well, I've tried that. Well, I've had experience, and I think Brenda has too, probably Nina also, that someone who, you know, when you give them an idea and they say, I've tried that. You know, maybe they did and maybe they didn't wholeheartedly. So open your mind and decide that this is a new day. It's a new time for you, and you can try different things. And, you know, while they might not have worked before, you might be in a whole other place in your life where it would work for you.
Yeah, the day one said be open to everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you the whole week. Day two says be attached to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And day three says don't die with your music still in you. You know, make sure you know, get out, you know, these talents that you have. Day four is being passionate means taking risks. You know, this is a risk. And day five is you can't give away what you don't have. I haven't looked at it exactly yet, but that usually means to me that we are overwhelming ourselves with other people's stuff. Here, I had this concept, thought of this concept last week, and it's what if really what life is all about is you doing and fostering the things for you? I had a conversation with a friend, and she was going on about things about her family and, you know, worrying about that. And she talked about if she had a bunch of money, how she would get me my Bainbridge home. And, you know, she wanted to do something that would help my brother Mark and then my brother David. And I said, hey, you know, that whole sort of what she wanted to do. And I said, first of all, when we want to do something for other people, it just seems to hearken to me more to control issues. And she thought I was sort of putting her down because, well, I speak like a weird scientist most of the time, so I know that a lot of things I say don't come off quite in the best understanding. But I wasn't putting her down. It's just that why not just focus on the things that you need to do? Because when you actually raise you up, when you do the things and you foster you and you love you and you get the things that you believe you need to get for you, it just seems to me like no one else around you has to work that hard to make sure you're taken care of. When you're taking care of you, essentially you're taking care of everyone else because you're covered.
Right, right.
And what if that's really what it's about, and yet we keep trying to delve into everyone else's issues based on sad luck stories or whatever. Let them find their way. Let them walk and stand in their own lives. Let them work it out. Love people
right.
enough to let them be. Because then when you're rising there and you're doing all this great stuff, you're up. Excellent example of people who stood in their own walk, stood for their own things, and went their own way. Otherwise, the other example you're showing us is, I'm basically here to do for everyone else but me. And if that's what you're showing the rest of the world to do, then you're leading us down a pretty dark path.
Change the habit.
Change that habit because they say on airplanes that when the oxygen mask falls, they don't say put it on your little bitty baby. They say put it on yourself first. And then you can put it on your children or anyone that isn't able to. So to me, that is very important message to make sure that mm-hmm. you have you've taken care of yourself, because then you can take care of others. And, you know, starting a new habit. I do too. And starting a new habit or breaking a habit, you know, it just starts with one small step. You know, the decision that this is not working for me anymore. This is not helping me to be who I want to be. This is not helping me to shine my light on the world, you know. And, you know, and that's the way I feel about unhealthy eating. Yes, do I eat unhealthily? Yes, I do. And then I see how I feel with it and try not to beat myself up, but try to then decide that, okay, so you had that tiramisu tonight? I did. You know, I had half a tiramisu. And we actually left a good, healthy bite there. Anyway, but did I have that? Yes, I did. I had a half a tiramisu, and tomorrow I'll walk it off. You know, tomorrow I'll start working on my 10,000 steps.
I have one question for you. Being in San Francisco, Lydia, did you have any sourdough?
I didn't have any sourdough. I am a bit gluten intolerant, but they did have, they do, I noticed that B-O-U-D-I-N, Boudin, the big famous San Francisco sourdough company, I think I read somewhere that they have gluten-free, but I didn't check it out. But
when we were there a few years ago, they did.
So tomorrow I am going down to a gluten-free bakery in the Ferry Building because we want to bring some things to make sandwiches for the train, because we're not getting a sleeper car for our ride down to Los Angeles, but it'll be an all-day thing. So we're going to go there, and we're going to check that out.
Oh, nice.
It's a gluten-free bakery called La Mariposa, and that means butterfly. And if any of you know me, I love butterflies. I'm like, ooh. And they supposedly have a croissant that is light and fluffy and non-gluten. So I will report probably on my show. Yeah. No, I didn't have any sourdough. Who asked that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think that we've pretty much got to the end of the whole challenges. If there's some questions that you have, if there's some assistance, again, send an email, the website. I think we're pretty much out of time. I know we have AJ's going to have to check out soon. So
the email is lnb.p2e@gmail.com, just in case you haven't seen it on The Essence of Success. Please, you know, just take a minute. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe even if you're feeling, maybe it's day four and you're not feeling really good about it, or you're feeling like you can't do it, we might be able to bolster you. And that's the thing. If you have friends that you can do things with, you know, if you make a pact with a girlfriend and say, hey, let's make sure we both drink at least eight ounce glasses of water a day, you know, then you're going to have each other to be accountable to. And it really helps. I've worked in the health industry, and it really does help to have a buddy.
Yeah, it does. AJ is going to do the 21 days as an insanity challenge and up her personal intensity. Mm-hmm. So that's what she is going to do. And she says, it is that time. Good show. Good chat, Mel. Love hearing you, ladies.
Oh, love
you guys.
Good night,
AJ. Have a good sleep, AJ.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, AJ.
Go insane for us.
Yes, go insane for us.
Let them say then. I won't put my psychological stamp on that.
No,
but
you will not.
But,
okay,
yeah,
but
that's
so
a great workout.
Really?
So the other thing I would like to say, since there's three of us, is I'm going to challenge the ladies on this board, and maybe you'll follow suit, and you can check in to see what they do. I'm going to challenge Nina and Lydia and myself to check in, even if it's just one sentence or a quick paragraph or something each day of the challenge on our website. So check in there. We'll set up a page like the 21-day challenge and just check in every, you know, you can check in every day to see what we put. I mean, maybe it'll be like, that's a challenge today and I don't feel like it, but I'm going to do this instead. Whatever. Whatever we write, or I try the challenge and I'm angry. Whatever's going on, whatever they check in or put in, it's like no judgments, and you can certainly pop in a comment or two in there, whatever. So let's all try to write a little something each day just about our experience. And, so anyway, that's the
sounds
pack
like a good idea.
Here, right? That lady I'm talking about, here's a pact, and they better sign it in blood.
Yeah, nope. I'm up for it.
And then after that, I guess we're pretty much to the end of the show.
Yeah, and are we going to do the lineup for the week?
Okay.
Tomorrow is BYO Brilliance with Brenda. And your topic, Brenda?
Is closure. I'm going to be talking about closure. It's at 6 p.m. Pacific time.
And Wednesday is psychic readings with Lennis. She has a big promotion going on this week, or this month, pardon me. Every ninth caller will get a free hour psychic reading with Lennis. So call in and take advantage of that, because Lennis knows her stuff, that's for sure. And that is at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And Thursday, we have Filmcology with Brenda. And your film this week is?
Uranium Drive-In. A town in Colorado trying to deal with a uranium mill, whether to have it or not. Or, so. That's what
I was thinking. I was thinking the other day, after we were talking about this film, that they need a Julia Roberts there. Remember that film she did?
Erin Brockovich.
Erin Brockovich.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need her
there. But it
there,
hasn't
I
been
think.
Done yet. It hasn't been done yet. But let me just
tell you,
I'm going to do a little bitty thing. Is that there was a plutonium trigger factory in Colorado. It was called Rocky Flats. And I went and protested in the 70s there, and people were angry that worked there. They said, this is the best job we can ever get, and, you know, you guys don't have a right to be here. I mean, they were really angry at us. And it was so toxic that I felt in my heart of hearts that if I was pregnant, I would never go on that land. It was so bad. So, okay, fast forward 20, 30 years, and the workers that worked and were so mad at us, they have mesothelioma because they were not told of some of the health hazards that were there, and they're dying.
Yeah,
and they're dying not quickly. They are dying slowly, and they have tried to sue Rocky Flats, which is the government, but sue, and their lawyers are so powerful that I've known two families that did not get anything, and their maids were dying.
Yeah. Oh,
so I mean,
sad.
You know, it's all hindsight. You know, yes, you're desperate for jobs, but how desperate are you for jobs? You know,
well,
you really?
We should talk about that on Filmcology.
We will talk about that on Filmcology, definitely.
On Thursday at 6 p.m., just in case we have people who have to go. And
and Friday is Traffic Jam with Lennis, half an hour of music to get your weekend started, and that's at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And Saturday
I see that has
is
to be changed.
Saturday at 2 p.m.
Saturday
Pacific
time
will be Time to Love. Yeah, and I'm just going to be talking more about my travels. We'll be in Santa Fe on Saturday, and we'll have taken the train from San Francisco to L.A. and stayed the night in L.A., and then we're going to Santa Fe. So I will talk more about that and about beautiful Santa Fe. So, yeah, stay tuned to that. And that's all regarding how to love yourself. And I think exploring the world is a good way to love yourself.
Awesome. That sounds wonderful. Sunday is in the studio with Lennis. I don't know what the topic is this week. Brenda, do you?
Nope.
No? Okay, that is at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Then that brings us back to next Monday, LNB. We will be interviewing our founder and owner of Essence of Success Network, Lennis. We've got an hour of talking to Lennis and telling her, maybe giving us some insight into her world.
Yes.
But the very beginning of the show, like the first 15 minutes, we'll be talking about how the first week of the challenge went and hopefully offering up some of the comments from some of your journals, some of the comments that were left on our website, either by Linda, Nina, or myself. So we'll be checking in with the challenge at the beginning of every show, folks, at least the first 15 minutes for the next 3 weeks. Okay?
Mm-hmm. That sounds wonderful.
It does.
Okay.
Are we going to do our meditation? End with our meditation?
Go ahead, Nina. Get it in there.
Get what in there?
Start the meditation.
I don't. Where am
I'm
I
not
supposed
here.
To do that?
Huh?
You're not here?
Pretend I'm not here.
Okay.
Go down the list.
Here we go.
Ready, start. Now that you are relaxed, my voice and the nature sounds continue to take you deeper. You are on a brilliant and loving journey. Speaking the words, I am that I am. You are empowered to create the life of your highest good and joy. As you sleep, each night, you see your dreams and aspirations. They safely meet you with joy and love. You happily accept and embrace. Accept and see yourself healthy and healed, reflecting your chosen physical form. Accept and see yourself in your chosen financial position. See yourself accepting the goals you choose to manifest in your life. Your goals, dreams, and aspirations are completely in your control. Every day, you awake refreshed, energetic, and you accept the power to realize love, happiness, and the goals that serve you. You are love, You are brilliant. You are healthy. You are healed. You are secure. You speak these words to yourself daily, several times a day. I am that, that I am. I am that.
Namaste.
Om, have a good week, my friends.
Mm-hmm. Love you.